This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, January 24th. God's word for you today is Power 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9, which says, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. It's better to have a partner than go it alone." In the past few days, we have been learning about five things we have to do to ensure that our ship sets sail and not get wrecked at the harbor. First, stop accusing and excusing. Second, surrender the dream to Jesus. Third, set the compass. Fourth, start now. Fifth, select a partner, partners. Everyone that has done something great and extraordinary had or has a partner. Scripture is filled with examples of partnerships. For your dream to become a reality, you need to get someone else involved in that dream. Bill Gates had a partner. His name is Paul Allen. A lot of people do not know who Paul Allen is, but without Paul Allen, there would be no Microsoft today. Steve Jobs had a partner called Steve Wozniak. Wozniak was the one that wrote the code for Apple 1 and Apple 2. Without Wozniak, there would be no Apple. We hardly hear about Steve Wozniak or about Paul Allen, but we hear about Bill Gates and about Steve Jobs. Mark Zuckerberg had a partner called Eduardo Severin. Without Eduardo, there'll be no Facebook. You need to select a partner. Larry Page of Google. Sergey Brin is his partner. Again, without Sergey, there'll be no Google. I hope you're getting the idea of what I am saying. Ben and Jerry. Imagine if Ben and Jerry partnership did not happen. What would happen to ice cream lovers? Ben and Jerry transformed ice cream. It probably would have been half as good without this partnership. We're going to go through the examples again to bring home a point. Firstly, not everybody is a Bill Gates or a Steve Jobs. Note that I'm not saying that if you are not a Bill Gates, then something is wrong with you. Not at all. What I'm saying is that you can be a Paul Allen or a Steve Wozniak or a Jerry, but you have to partner with something that is greater than you. Even Jesus had partners. He chose 12 of them. Jesus said to the 12, "I do not call you servants, I call you friends. Because a servant does not know what the master does. You are my friends. You know everything I do." John 15 verse 15 says, in essence, Jesus was saying to them, we are partners. We will not be where we are as a church without the workers, the pastors, and the ministers. We will not be where we are today as a church if we do not have people that are linked up with us. So who is your Steve Jobs? Who is your Bill Gates? It is important to note that with the example we shared, not all of them lasted. Bill Gates and Paul Allen did not last. Their separation was very brutal, to put it mildly. However, Paul Allen held onto his Microsoft shares, and those shares made him a multi-billionaire. But if Allen had not partnered with Gates, where would he be today? Not all partnerships last forever. Sometimes you will have to walk away, but the partnership is required. Zuckerberg fired Eduardo. Some partnerships you will have to fire. So while you are getting into partnership, make sure you still reserve the power to fire. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, just as you orchestrated several partnerships in the Bible, Lord, orchestrate a life-transforming partnership in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.